It's not often that a newly hired executive is considered a baseball team's most valuable off-season acquisition, but that was the case with Theo Epstein when he took over as the Chicago Cubs' president of baseball operations a year and a half ago. Epstein made his mark in Boston, where, as general manager, he assembled teams that won World Series titles in 2004 and again in 2007. As Ron Schachter reports, helping the Cubs break their 104-year World Series drought might be more difficult.
The Chicago Cubs lost 101 games last year and are well on their way to another losing season. That's all part of the plan. The long-term strategy, that is, of team president Theo Epstein. Epstein arrived to considerable fanfare in the fall of 2011 with the mandate to lead the Cubs to their first World Series victory in more than a century. The Chicago Tribune's Dave Van Dyke has covered baseball here for 30 years. He says that Epstein's reception was unprecedented.
It was funny because when he came, it was greeted as almost a second coming. You know, it was the reviews were unanimous, I would say, and that this was the right guy at the right time.
Epstein also received a 5-year, $18.5 million contract. But he says that he followed a higher calling in coming to Chicago.
After 10 years with the Red Sox, it would have been tough to go to just any other team, and I was looking for a unique challenge and a place that had an opportunity that really resonated with me personally. And, you know, the Cubs, having not won a World Series in 104 years now, that's quite a special pursuit, and, you know, the opportunity to be a part of building an organization that could change that history really appealed to me.
Van Dyke adds that transforming an iconic team like the Cubs into world champs would likely secure Epstein, who hasn't yet turned 40, a piece of baseball immortality, not to mention a place in the Hall of Fame.
To take not just one team, but a second team and win a World Series after all the supposed curses, you know, the curse of the Bambino and the Billy Goat curse, and to do that, it would make him one of the great executives of all time.
Epstein has reprised the approaches that spelled success for him in Boston, where at age 28 he became the youngest general manager in Major League history. He reassembled much of his Red Sox management team, most notably installing former aide Jed Hoyer as the Cubs' general manager. Epstein also brought with him his signature approach to statistical analysis. Last June, the Cubs signed highly touted outfielder Albert Almora and a half-dozen pitching prospects in the early rounds of the amateur draft, another Epstein hallmark. Epstein notes that when he got to Boston in 2003, the Red Sox already had superstar slugger Manny Ramirez and pitching ace Pedro Martinez, and were just a year and a few players away from the World Series.
Here, there isn't that same core in place, so the first order of business is to try to build a core of young players that we can build around and that can hopefully be the nucleus of winning Cubs teams for years to come. And it all starts through building an effective scouting and player development operation, so that's taken up the majority of our time since we've been here.
Building from the bottom up is also the driving force for the current Cubs team. Big name, big contract players, including third baseman Aramis Ramirez and volatile pitcher Carlos Zambrano, are long gone. In their place are young budding shortstop Starlin Castro and first baseman Anthony Rizzo, both 23. Epstein is also stocking the team with the type of unheralded players that distinguished the world champion Red Sox in 2004. Cubs right fielder David DeJesus, who signed as a free agent this past offseason, fits that mold.
That's what enticed me, that he brought the right type of players, like the Mark Bellhorns, the David Ortizes, the Kevin Millars, and they built around that. And I feel that that's what he's doing here, is bringing the right type of guys that have baseball experience. You know, I'm excited to see the future.
The Tribune's Van Dyke says that for the Cubs to go all the way, Epstein will eventually need to find some marquee players.
So they stockpile the money, and when the time comes, maybe 2 years from now, that some of these kids start to come up and the team gets a little better and they build around the youth core, that they can go out and buy a free agent or two and plug in the pieces, and everything will be great and will be better than ever.
Whether that theory becomes reality may depend on the kind of stars Epstein acquires. His last major signings for the Red Sox, Carl Crawford and Adrian Gonzalez, did not pan out. It will help, most observers agree, that Epstein has ample financial resources going forward. He also acknowledges that he has been given an even more precious commodity, time.
We don't want to, you know, I don't think anyone's signing on for a 10-year plan or anything of that nature, but certain things in baseball can't be rushed.
For Only a Game, I'm Ron Schachter. When the Cubs win the pennant. When the Cubs win the pennant. Yeah, when the Cubs win the pennant. When the Cubs win the pennant. When the Cubs win the pennant. Chicago's gonna lose the Blues.